This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All across the nation, ballet companies are gearing up for their annual performances of The Nutcracker. But in Grand Rapids, this ballet will have a new look, thanks largely to my next guest. Chris Van Elsberg is the renowned writer and illustrator of children's books. He's won 2 Caldecott medals for his illustrations for The Polar Express and Jumanji. Van Elsberg grew up in Grand Rapids, and he's now part of the creative team reimagining The Nutcracker. Chris Van Elsberg, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
I have to start by taking this chance just to thank you for the place that you have had in so many families' story hours. I know in my family we discovered The Polar Express with our first child back in the mid-80s. He now has 2 children of his own, so the generation continues this tradition. How did you come to be on board with this Nutcracker project for the Grand Rapids Ballet?
Well, it actually started with the ballet in the town that I used to live in, but no longer live in, Providence, Rhode Island. And when we lived there and I raised our children there, my older daughter danced with the Providence Ballet for many years, started out doing the little baby corps de ballet things in the Nutcracker, being a mouse and other roles, but she grew up to be Clara, dancing the lead role. And so we had a long association with the Providence Ballet, and after my daughter had left, the ballet realized that the interest in Nutcracker was waning over the years, and they attributed it largely to their tired old sets, and they thought they needed a new set, and it would be great if they could find a local artist that would be willing to pitch in and do this. So they settled on me, and I didn't at first welcome the opportunity with enthusiasm, partly because, as an artist, it's difficult to do things that have been done many, many, many times before. So many times that it's, always the case that at least some of those are excellent. So the idea of taking on a project that legendary scenic designers have already done over the decades was intimidating to me, and I didn't really know if I was equal to the challenge, so I declined. But was constantly sort of reapproached, and my wife was a strong supporter of the ballet. She was on the board and was really urging me to reconsider this, and I was putting it off. And then someone had the idea of inviting the Grand Rapids Ballet, which years ago had expressed interest in me designing a Nutcracker, approaching Grand Rapids Ballet and saying, would you like to get on board, use the same design? You're in completely different markets, so it's not a problem. Would you be interested in that? Grand Rapids said, love to, because our Nutcracker sets have seen the last of their days, too. We need something new. And so with those 2 ballet companies expressing an interest, and because of the loyalty and nostalgia I felt for both of them, I allowed those feelings to sort of, trump my intimidation of undertaking the project.
And you're teaming up with award-winning set designer Eugene Lee, and anyone who has seen Wicked and Sweeney Todd has seen his work, also Saturday Night Live. I have seen Wicked many times, and the set to me is spectacular. So the idea of pooling your talents is stunning. How did the two of you go about reimagining this for Grand Rapids Ballet?
The reality is that having an idea and doing a sketch are worlds apart from actually turning that thing into a physical set which functions for the dancers, functions for everybody involved. It's capable of transitioning from one scene to another. So that intimidation factor, I felt, was greatly alleviated by the reality that Eugene was with me and actually telling me what was possible and what wasn't. If I had an idea that I couldn't imagine how it would get done, he would say, I know how to do that. There's a part I've decided that I want to draw Drosselmeyer not to step out of a grandfather clock, which is the tradition. I wanted him to slide out of a mantle clock that's above a fireplace. And so I said, geez, Eugene, how am I going to get this guy to slide out of the clock? Well, he's done Sweeney Todd, where they're sliding people out of the barber chair all day long. He said, not a problem, Chris. So Eugene was really, the person who liberated my imagination with his with his expertise and his background and his knowledge.
So there is strength in numbers. And then you have working as choreographer for this new Nutcracker is Val Canaparoli, longtime choreographer of San Francisco's ballet. So reimagine design, set, and choreography. So is it hard taking something? Well, you kind of indicated, yes, it is, taking something very iconic and beloved, knowing that so many scene designers have worked on this over the decades, making changes and bringing your vision to it. Is there any concern about changing a classic so much that audiences won't embrace it?
Well, there is a risk for that, and I think that's why setting it in a tropical climate or something like that wasn't going to work. But the thing that I had to do when I started work on this was it wasn't really a matter of me finding out what was the best thing for me to do and simply fix my focus on that. I had to do quite a bit of research to make sure, because it's been done so many times, that I didn't inadvertently do something that was identical to an idea that already existed. You know, because if the production's been mounted 1,000 times and 1,000 scenic designers have been working from the same text with approximately the same choreography, the possibility of me accidentally plagiarizing something was pretty high. So the way I educated myself was to look at all the sets that I could, just to make sure that I didn't accidentally make something that already existed, because that would be embarrassing.
Can you give us any little inkling or any little sneak tip as far as what we're going to see when December rolls around?
Well, I have tried to include a little bit of stage magic, which would that the example of Drosselmeyer sliding out of a mantel clock rather than just stepping out of a grandfather clock would be an example of that. And I've tried to put a few things in there like that, a little kind of traditional stage magic that sort of reinforces the identity of Drosselmeyer, who is the kind of puppet master of the whole story, reinforce his identity as a magician, which is the way he's described in Hoffman, a magician and a watchmaker or clockmaker. So I've put in some things like that that sort of reinforce it. Still at work on this scene, that so often the Prince and Clara are conveyed from the real world to the land of sweets in a kind of sleigh ride. But I read the Hoffman, they actually don't go there by sleigh, they go there by boat. So I've tried to put things like that in there too.
Tickets for the Grand Rapids Ballet's Nutcracker are on sale now at grballet.com. And we've been talking to Chris von Alsberg, who is a renowned writer and illustrator of children's books and part of a creative team that will totally reimagine the Nutcracker for the Grand Rapids Ballet. Chris, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.